The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's the butthole surfers. Can we even say that? Is that a thing you can even talk about anymore? That just sounds terrible now.
Hey, think about that.
Sounds like a slur for sure. Great song, though. Pepper holds up. It's 7:35. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, which is brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And I'm assuming you can see the UFC fight that's in town here at Hooters. It's tomorrow, right? Tomorrow night over at Gila River. Is
tomorrow?
Like, yeah, UFC 2,506. I don't, why do they even keep up with that? Oh, my God. This thing's a disaster. Look at this. How many do I have to thumb through? There it is. Finally.
Tomorrow 100%.
Hooters, yeah. UFC 263. It's fight night at Hooters. Hot wings, ice cold Bud Light. Hooters girls, no cover charge. There you go. Go to Hooters and watch that one. There two titles on the line tomorrow night over there at Gila River. Pretty great.
Your commission national artist,
Jay Todd Himes,
has sent over a video
yeah.
talking about controversies. He says, do you think animators back in the day even realized what they were doing?
Yes.
Of course they did.
So it's yeah. It's a baker squirting, what do they call that?
Boston cream.
A Boston cream eclair, yeah. That's right. And he's shooting it onto a woman, and it's just coating her in the white eclair stuff. That's a great video. That's a great kids cartoon.
Man.
What's that from, like, 1950
something? I don't know.
Something?
I got to figure out where he got
oh,
it.
Oh, that's solid.
I might be older than that.
Well done. Is there sound?
Oh, yeah.
It's just the squirt. Oh, no. It's just, they put a wrap around it. To the window of the walls.
Skeet.
Skeet, 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 skeet. Thank you, J. Todd Himes. That's a fantastic video.
Man.
Yes, they knew what they were doing, just like when Disney draws pee-pees all over every poster that they've got, or they slide
right.
in a, you know, when Farquaad gets hard. We didn't realize it until just recently when Farquaad has a boner in the middle of Shrek.
That was crazy.
It's weird.
Whoop.
Yeah, his pee-pee moves. It's a cartoon. They know what they're doing. You have to draw that.
Get the slide whistle.
Yeah. Anyway, you go over to the Hooters for the UFC fight this weekend. Good stuff going on. Or just go down to the UFC fight as well and then go to Hooters afterwards. Easy peasy. It's 7:38. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Not a big fan.
Coconut.
Coconut. Floating around in there. Good chocolate doesn't need coconut to... Ugh. And they don't tell you in it. They don't tell you in the title. I don't think of coconut with German.
Right.
I don't think of coconut with chocolate. German chocolate cake sounds to me like it's going to be some sort of a racist cake. I didn't realize there was coconut in it. I'd rather have racist cake than anything with coconut. I'd join the Klan before I'd eat coconut. I am not... there's nothing I hate more. Ugh.
Got a couple of basis fun facts. Reading silently to yourself is a relatively new development. People have been writing and reading for 5,000 years, but it's only been socially acceptable to read alone and not out loud to a group for the past 300 to 400 years.
Well, because it was only like one book at a time. They couldn't print them out.
Right.
So if you had the book,
yeah, you couldn't share. There's no libraries.
Read it to everybody.
Yeah. Or yeah. The only ones that would have the book, yeah.
You had to read it to the rest of the people because... Like, get a copy of this. There aren't any. What's a copy?
And you had to have money. The rich had
right.
the books. Silly string was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent an instant spray-on cast.
Really?
Hmm.
How close was he? Does silly string harden? I know it lights on fire fast.
It does harden, but not
like what you mean.
Yeah,
does
no.
it light on fire?
You've never seen the people with silly string at birthday parties?
No.
Google search silly string birthday party mishaps. It's burned thousands of children. And I mean, it blows up.
Nice.
No, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
What? I mean,
well, he likes silly string.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. He's saying, what a fun party. And I'm like, no, with. Until you see the night. You've not seen these?
I haven't.
They were going to ban silly string.
The birthday cake.
And they shoot it while the kid's trying to blow the candles out. It's aerosol. Right. It's an aerosol can. You forget. And it hits the silly string and goes right back to the kid's head. It's just silly string is so dangerous around birthdays and kids' parties. Because they shoot it at the kid, and he's playing around fire. The second that line hits the fire, it bleeds right back to the can. Yay, hit her with silly string. It's fun. Yay, I can hear the thing rattling. Like, what are they singing to that kid? I don't know if Toledo found a good video. Yay, blow out the candles. Oh. It's not funny.
They put her out.
They put her out.
Oh, my God. What's the problem? They put her out. Hey. She made school Monday.
See, Brady, those are Brady-O videos.
They put her out.
All of a sudden, and then you hear in the background, the little girl's face on fire. Oh, here's an adult. This won't be bad.
At the wedding table.
Yeah, they just got married, and...
Where's the candle? Oh, there it is.
Oh, man. Oh, they are coating
that
this guy.
That is a...
Oh! And see, the silly string goes up, and then it's just, watch how fast this dude goes. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen these yet.
Why didn't he get a birthday cake at a wedding?
I forgot.
It's a wedding cake.
Yeah, why? Yeah,
but with candles? I've never seen
good
that.
Good point. It's a good point. Maybe he got married at his own birthday.
Yeah.
Twofer. Yeah, there's countless amount of videos of people shooting silly string at kids' heads. And they're blowing up birthday. Stop laughing at that. And their heads burst into flames. Well, they put her out.
Look, Bob Ritchie.
Roll him around for a little bit. He'd be all right, Charlie.
Google
now
Trends.
That's a fire. Roll him around. He'd be all right.
Google Trends posted.
Here's another
map.
One. Hold on. We got a whole bunch of these. This all is right. A Mexican quinceañera or something. Feliz cumpleaños. Oh, she's getting her face right by the candle, too. This is not good, because she's pretty. This is a bad one. You don't see this happen to pretty people. They sing happy birthday.
It's okay if it's the trolls, right?
No, trolls can burst into flames all day. But this one, oh, now they got... Oh, no, no, no. Oh, silly string.
Oh, no!
Goodbye hair.
Different angle.
Oh, no. Oh, her head's on fire.
Whoa!
Oh, man. Put her out. Put her out.
Man.
Or get a skillet on her, something, quick.
At least she kept it off the cake. Save the
That's
cake.
Right. The cake's still good, Brady.
It's so edible.
Well, she's not anymore.
No.
She's well done.
Google Trends posted a map of the number one word each state has to Google.
I'm sorry.
What?
They you.
Put her out. It's terrible.
They put her out.
Put her out. Like, we got indignant. Like, hey, that's insensitive. Hey, they put her out.
They did.
How do you know? The video ended.
Right. Use they could laugh yeah, at Yous. It.
I seen a lot of things. Yous hated me and I hated Yous. Yous guys seen this little girl burst into flames? They just put her out. Oh, my God. They put her out was his reason for hilarity.
She ain't dead. Guys are pussies.
So the number one word each state has to Google. Because people aren't sure how to spell it. Tennessee is the only state with a four-letter word. Gray.
Huh?
They Google it, how to spell it. G-R-A-Y.
That's how they spell Tennessee?
It's most common in USC. No, Tennessee Googles the word gray.
Oh, the state of Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee
it was,
like,
yeah.
What four-letter word Tennessee? That's why you're misspelling
Those
it.
Hillbillies no. don't know how to spell.
You've missed a lot of letters.
Again, the number one word that each state has to Google.
Okay, Brady, sometimes you're not that clear. Don't get on us.
I said it.
Okay. You're almost
indignant.
Always wrong about that. So let's just move
five
on.
Five states struggle with a five-letter word. Quiet.
Yeah, what? Quite. I see Wisconsin. People spell that on emails all the time, quite.
Oh.
Kentucky has trouble with the word color.
Kentucky has trouble with words.
Brett.
Yeah.
I want to say something about color, but I keep hitting the N.
and spelling out the only word that I know means color.
There's no D on the end?
What in the world did we write here? Yeah, color. Like the rainbow. I'm going to try to type it in again. And why do I always naturally go there?
This texter is
being from Kentucky's hard. All right, I'll try another one here. How about opaque?
Oh,
and
no.
Damn it.
This texter has renamed you, Brett.
What's that?
In light of this morning's conversation and Brett's new laugh, he's Kid Wop.
All right. That's pretty awesome. Yes. Kid Wop sticks. Kid Wop's going to stay.
Arizona Googles assist.
Assist?
Assist.
Yeah, assist.
We do?
Yeah.
Why?
Assisted living.
Assist. Why is that hard?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem like a
tough. What are they doing? A-C-Y-S-T?
Utah is hungry.
Yeah. Utah's hungry, Brady?
Yeah.
Is that a new story? Or
that's their word. Oh, that's their word they struggle with.
Still part of the
you guys
same
hear
story?
About this? Utah's hungry. More at 11.
Somebody
a third of us.
I had a request for this because of it. Because of that burning child. So.
A new survey found almost a third of us are swearing more than we were 5 years ago.
That's right.
60% of people said they use strong language like the F word every day now.
Oh, yeah.
And young people are driving the driving force behind it. Only 12% of people over 55 say they swear a lot versus 46% of people under the age of 25.
Well, it's also because my generation now has most, like, got a lot of teenage kids. They're allowed to cuss. Like, I'm sure your kids cuss and you don't even care. Like, it's the least of your concerns.
Yes.
Right.
100%.
Yeah, right.
At least we've gotten it to where I'm like, look, when you're around adults, come on, be respectful. Right. When you're with your idiot friends.
I'm around people and their kids and stuff, not a lot, because I try to avoid that. Unless this is a birthday cake and some silly string, and I'm heading over. But I'm surprised. I'm still that guy that's shocked that the cussing thing is as free-flowing in houses as it is. But it is kind of like they're not, like, dumb about it. They use it properly. So it's like, and it makes me treat them more like adults, which I guess is good. But
hey, somebody's alive.
Hey, Jeremy's home. Good. Good to see him.
Well, my parents were always like, as long as I don't use it towards them.
Right.
Go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And be respectful around adults, too. Like Toledo said.
I wasn't allowed to cuss in the house. I got in trouble.
Oh, really?
I got in trouble for that. And I didn't cuss until I was like late teens because I was just like, I just don't want to get caught doing it. I don't know what the repercussions are. Brady didn't cuss. Yeah, you still probably don't cuss in front of your folks.
I don't. Yep.
Yeah. Because they'll still spank him. Which
I get
like
grounded every now and then.
I'd like to see Bunny.
Yeah. Okay, get over here and lay across your mama's lap. Okay. Who's a bad boy? You are saying that naughty garbage talk. Blue. Don't work blue.
Here's your reward, a chocolate-covered strawberry.
And then you fetter those strawberries. Oh, still repulses me.
I've got some science news.
Of course, it's Friday. Why wouldn't you have science?
Hello, my friends.
Oh, he's on it today.
Logan and this is your science news.
Well done, Richard.
Science. In school, you learned there are four oceans. Mm-hmm. The Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic
Ocean. Hey. It's the Washington football team ocean now. Indian Ocean.
National Geographic just added a fifth ocean to its maps.
We got a new one?
What?
When did we do the addition?
Oh, I heard about this.
This week?
Yeah.
The Southern Ocean.
Is it the aquifer?
Is the body of water around Antarctica. They say it deserves its own name because the currents are so different.
No. Here's a guy who'll never know.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. We were doing fine with the four.
A new sleep study found dreams might be our brain's way of trying to process old memories to help us predict the future, but not in a paranormal way. They think your brain might just be trying to anticipate things that are coming up.
Hmm.
Health news, a study at the University of Chicago.
Jeez, I just thought of some dreams I had. I hope this doesn't actually come to fruition. Wouldn't we know that by now? Wouldn't we know? Like, if with all the years of humanity, that older people would say, oh, yeah, all those dreams I had told me about the future. And then it started to happen.
Again, this is another working theory, too.
Yeah, but it's a working theory towards what? We have hundreds of years of humanity, and not one person's like, my dreams led me to this. Like, they confused me then, and now I'm like, oh, I'm living this. It's
well, the technology of studying brain waves and all that stuff is
still
a lot better.
I think the dream is just this is what the dream was. This is what the future holds. Seems easy.
I mean,
we'll never figure out what dreams are. It's our brain going bananas with imagery.
So the study out of the University of Chicago found that low doses of laughing gas might be an effective treatment for depression.
Yeah, it's probably not
or
a bad
Bert,
idea.
Yeah, or just show Bert string videos.
Well, that's the basics of laughing. You feeling down? Watch this. I got to know before I start getting all hysterical. Did they put her out? Of course they put her out. Then it's a great video. This is what that Alfonso Ribeiro's missing on his show. Kids need to burst into flames more for me to laugh.
She's going to have great dreams.
Yeah, she's got some repressed memories. I don't like it all these wandering around here telling me that that's not funny when a child is burning and running around at its own birthday. Put a towel on her. Get her a piece of cake. She'll be playing skee-ball with the rest of them in a second. Did you see me? I was on fire. It's a good story.
In space news, three new unmanned missions to Venus are in the works.
What?
Good, because we got Mars figured out.
Yeah.
The Mars helicopter had its seventh successful flight. And NASA's Juno satellite got some great flyby shots of Jupiter's largest moon, Ganymede.
Have you guys noticed, I've talked about this for a while here, this desire to get off the planet for like this for a while. And now this like high-speed effort to start colonizing other planets or at least finding out how we can get our stuff up there to claim it and dovetailing with all this information about UFOs. Somebody knows something like they're coming. Like somebody knows.
Or they know there's some kind of, we're going to get taken out. Yeah,
somebody's coming. Like, we got to have places to hide. Like, can we get on Venus like ASAP?
It's on course right now. We've got 5 years.
Yeah, I'm 49 years old in a month and in 15 days. And in my entire life, I've never heard anybody go, we should check Venus out. But now all of a sudden, there's this, we got to get to Venus thing. We got to hurry up. Why? It'll be there.
And wheels up for Bezos and like
right. He's leaving the moon in a couple days with some friends.
Yeah.
And a couple of strangers. I don't want to go on vacation on a cruise with people I don't know. He's taking fans to the moon. What if that goes south? My friend called me once and he goes, hey, this is a few years ago, four couples, $10,000 apiece. We get 8 days on a boat, fully catered, all this. And I'm like, who are the couples? He named them off. I'm like, I don't know one of those people. I don't know them. They're great. They're our neighbors. They're great. I'm like, they could be great. I don't know them. I don't travel with people I don't know. I barely want to go with you. I've known you since fifth grade. They're awesome. Trust me. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to do that. First day on the boat, they replaced us with another couple. The couple they replaced us with fought with the neighbor couple. And the whole 10 days of people hiding in their bedrooms and getting good food catered. Do people not want to come out and check out the Juan Wivel? No, we can't see the other people on the boat or there'll be a fisty fight. So imagine now. All right, hi, my name's John. Hi, I'm Jeff Bezos. We're going to go to the moon together. Yeah. Okay, hope it works out because I got some opinions.
That's your science news.
You know how quick it would go to on the thing to the moon if Jeff Bezos said the words right before liftoff? You know who I love? That Guy Fieri. And I'm sitting in the third seat back going, oh, I got to say something. And then we're going to fight about Guy Fieri at lose contact. But we're something's going on where Mars has our stuff on it. It's just like when girls leave earrings on your nightstand or they leave something in your house. We're pissing on things. We're claiming space. Like, this is ours. But Mars is ours. We were already here. Because we know the other guys might start showing up and putting up shacks on planets within striking distance. Because the only two we care about right now are Mars and Venus, and it's never been a thing. The moon, we thought that was a good idea. It's too close. They're not gonna jump our moon. But the UFOs are, I think we know something, and we're starting to like scatter our things around. So when they show up, they're like, oh, somebody's already here. Seat's taken. So we keep them at a safe distance. But Venus was never, ever a thing. What's the temperature on Venus? It's like a gajillion.
Ooh, all right. I'll find out.
I don't even know if they've got atmosphere, but we're not even worried about that anymore. It's like, just put our things on it. When the other chicks show up, they'll know that there's one here.
21-year-old Kendall.
Ranges from about 820 degrees to nearly 900 degrees.
Right. I know Venus is one that was like, it's uninhabitable. Not
Brent,
even because
of
air.
You know how many pizza places will be on Venus?
Oh, man. We don't even need silly string to burst the kid up there. It's great.
Hey, it dips down to 290 at night.
Oh, that's nice. Oof. That's well, you get in the pool. You'll be fine. You know, what are we worried about Venus for unless we want to kind of keep the others away? Because what I'm thinking is happening is that the UFOs are showing up. We got a taste of one. We knocked one down. You saw that one go in the ocean, that Navy pilot's like, oh, it's in the water. I think we got that one. And we dug around in there, and they're like, there's no way they could live on our Earth. The air would make them blow up. They can't. But they were probably suited for Venus. So all of a sudden, we're like, they can go to Venus, though, and start shooting at us. Let's go put our things on Venus and make them know that we're there.
Bad news. Last night, AC went out in Venus.
We can't stay on Venus. There's no reason to go there. There is no reason to go to Venus at all. But all of a sudden, it's like, just scatter some stuff over there and make the aliens know they can't get too close. Let them try Jupiter. Venus is, look at that.
That's 232 Kelvin.
Kelvin was just the black kid that sat next to me in social studies. That's, with the day we found out what Kelvin, well, it's funny. It is funny. Because his parents are like, we can name him Celsius or Kelvin. Kelvin sounds more like a real name, I think.
Okay, we'll call him Kelvin.
His sister Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit's going to be crazy mad because Kelvin is hotter.
And Kelvin's Mercury.
Yeah, and then we got Mercury. There's a Mercury more, isn't there, Kelvin? You don't meet white people named Mercury. If I met a white boy named Mercury, I'd laugh for an hour. A Mercury? No, you're not. It's a nickname, right?
DeMars?
I was adopted by blacks. Well, that's a rarity. So, yeah, we're looking at a planet wildly unsustainable for all life here. And we're talking about UFOs getting close. I think we got one. That's my theory. I think we got one. We realized, oh, they can't live here. But they want the area. Because we're on a fast track to getting all our things laid out.
Hey, the market's hot. Why wouldn't it be hot anywhere on any other planet?
I just like the idea.
Tiny homes are going
Doug
crazy.
Doug Hopkins will buy your house or condo on Venus. But the funny thing is, it's like NASA had a meeting. So, well, what can we do to deter them? Sir, if you don't mind, I have a little story here. There was a girl I was nailing for a little while. I didn't want to keep her around. But she kept dropping things at the house, and other girls would notice, and they didn't want to come by anymore. Maybe. Like a bitter, weird girl, if we just started to leave our things laying around, the aliens will think that they're not welcome. You know what, Johnson? That's beautiful. Start putting earrings and things all over Venus. We're just going to fly by and drop women's jewelry and like a box of tampons. So the next girl that shows up,
whose are these?
Huh? God damn it. I don't know. I don't know where those came from.
Most came with the house.
Okay. Alicia, did you drop off tampons at my house?
I didn't know. It was almost my time. I thought you wouldn't mind since I've been spending so much time there.
You can't dump tampons in my house.
Why?
I can't tell her. Because other chicks see it and they don't want to come over anymore.
What other chicks?
Oh, Christ. Now we're in a thing.
Doomed. You know we're not a thing, right? We're just kind of friends.
Oh, we weren't friends the other day when your finger was in my bottom.
I do that with all my friends.
Brett?
When? You know what? When's your birthday? I got an idea. You like Silly String?
Brett just bought a case.
Hey, Brett, we need a Silly String and a birthday cake. It's coming up here at the end of June. I'm going to burst her up.
I'm there.
Good, good, good. 21-year-old Kendall Mabry walked out of the Circle K bathroom near Orlando last Thursday, no pants or underwear on, and a cop was there when it happened. She'd been drinking, kept slurring her words, smelled like pot.
Yeah.
When the cop asked her why she was in the store without pants on, she claimed that another police officer told her it was totally fine. His partner was out there like, yeah, go on in there. But her pants were out in her car. She had actually walked into the store naked from the waist down. The cashier called the cops when she walked in, but no need. One was already in there.
How's the hillbilly look?
We got a mugshot.
Oh, you do?
That was my.
I haven't seen
one of my favorite parts of my amazing cop ride along, which I still stands. I think I have a top fiver of all time. But we went to a assisted living facility, not for old people, for folks with bonked brains. And my cop buddy there that was with us was named Ben. And we're talking to this man dressed as a woman, but sort of only half-dressed. And he says, why aren't you wearing pants? And I just started laughing because I'm like, that's something I never ask at work. And then we got in the car, and I'm like, how often do you do that? And he goes, it's 4 or 5 times a week. I have to ask somebody where their pants are.
Jeez.
I'm like, man. This is her?
Yep.
This is, she not
yeah.
Bad. That's pretty good. That's a mug shot. That's
not what I was expecting.
Post tears. Her pants were off at the Walmarts?
Sure were. At the Circle K.
No, whatever.
Same thing.
I could see, though, where the face looks decent, but she's pear-shaped.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she's got one of those 3-kid bellies.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm a judger, and I don't care.
34-year-old John Wallner showed up at a hospital in upstate New York on Sunday with a gunshot wound to his hand, and the story kept changing. He lives in Vermont, about 60 miles from the hospital, and at first he said the shooting happened in New York, and then when he actually, it happened in Vermont, and he didn't go to the hospital right away because he didn't think it was a big deal. He thought it was just a bee sting. Cops couldn't, didn't buy anything by the story, but they kept questioning him. Eventually, he told him that he shot himself in the hand when cleaning his gun. So they treated the bee sting.
I just got an email that said, hey, when's that rocket leave to Venus? Signed Toledo's dad.
Jeez. He's getting close.
It's somewhere in July. I know I had a kid with a birthday in July. If it's him, is he having a party this year? I'd like to come meet him, Toledo's dad.
I'll bring the silly string.
You see it coming now.
Of course.
He's going to try to light you on fire. You just hear Brett in the back. Put her out.
They all go out.
Brett brings his Jiffy Pop.
It's like lighting a Sambuca. It goes out. Mexican ones would order hair. Now they got the problems because that's going to singe. And it's going to smell like an Indian meal.
We'll end it with some radio videos.
I don't know if you're going to be able to top the last one, but we'll give it a shot here. That silly string was...
I told you guys. And by the way, whole rabbit hole there.
Really?
I want to go, there's thousands of home videos of kids bursting into flames from silly string. I'm shocked it's still on the shelves. Because it's wet.
Yeah.
It's aerosol spray. And it's a straight line back to the can.
Yeah.
But coating people in flammable stuff and then saying, okay, get by the fire. And after the first one, people still did it. We didn't change the recipe, nothing.
We'll open up with some fire right off the bat. This is an RV that caught on fire rolling through the streets of East L.A. the other night.
Okay.
It was loaded with fireworks.
Oh.
East L.A.
Oh, he still got his science news on. Just a car burning?
RV.
Hillbilly RV.
Grand finale.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the lights.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's why it's on fire.
No, that's not why it's on fire. You're an idiot. That's the opposite.
Get the silly string for this moron.
The fireworks don't just light on fire and then start. You have to do something. It's on fire because the car lit on fire. Let's see, Brady, those are garbage. Well, you would buy that?
Those fireworks?
Homemade fireworks, yeah.
Some of them.
You like not quite 20 easy. Feet in the air pops.
Yeah.
Give me
no
the
way.
Give me
I like
a real.
I get the high start altitude.
Start off with this one for Brett.
All right.
Grilling a thong, riding another
nice
grill
piggyback
thong.
Ride on the dock.
Oh, my God. They're hot. Two girls in a... Oh, they made it about 10
She's
feet.
Out.
Oh, that
She's
one's
out.
Asleep.
Oh, out
cold.
Wow.
The one with the fastback is asleep.
Now comes the thong.
Why did she pass out?
I think she... I think she hit her noggin.
Yes.
Did she?
Yeah. Face planted.
I guess so. She's asleep.
Let's go.
Yeah, the one in the pink is, she's got a good bubble. The other one is an easy out.
It's my dream woman. You just give her a little tap on the head, and the next thing you know, she's yours. Toes.
The last one's texting and walking, distracted.
Oops, walked right into a phone
pole.
She's
juggled the phone.
What is that? He's listening to a little.
She knocked the sign off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There you have it.
And she stayed awake. Take that, fastback. It was an in-shape fastback, though. Now get me a kid bursting into flames again. Find me another silly string video.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them. Yeah. My Friday gets made. I'm surprised you guys don't know about this one. This is a 20-year problem.
I thought we pulled one up years ago.
Oh, I'm sure we have. It's been going on since America's Funniest Home Videos started. They used to, like, it was
they
mostly
used to show this on America's
all the time
Funniest
because it would,
videos.
Like, and then they'd laugh, and then it started getting dangerous.
You'll find
there's one where a girl, like the whole party, you don't recognize the person, that there's a human under the silly string. This is a Filipino or Indian single candle. This must be all their birthdays and it's the cake for that year. I don't know where they are. That's the, I don't know where this is.
Big celebration.
This is a place I'm never going, though. Oh, now they're coating them in. I think that was the can of gasoline. That's not silly string. What was that? I committed a hate crime, and then he lit on fire. That wasn't silly string at all. What does he spray on him?
That's how they shave.
That's like Barbasol.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then a bunch of breads.
He's out there. Okay, bread the pig and the balut.
Give me another one. I love those.
See, it's not just me.
Oh, I told you about him. I spent a whole day doing it. Oh, grandma's birthday.
Grandma's going to get it.
Bad.
And she's trapped.
And she's trapped against the wall. And they are covering
holding
her.
Ready.
Now I'm in on it. That was a good one. They put her out.
Hey. No.
Well, that's how that mess happened over there in Miami. Globe Miami burst up because some 13-year-old decided to go silly string.
It's weird to watch because the whole head is there. But the one I saw, the person was under so much weight of silly string, they started to kind of collapse. Like they 600 cans of it. And they got and he's, oh, it's crazy. And then he's an inferno. That's a fun thing. Anyway, all right, we're going to give you a word today. Extinguished is
okay,
today's word. Extinguished. Today's word, 97936. Extinguished is today's word that you go text in.
Extinguished?
ED.
Okay.
Like erectile dysfunction. Extinguished. Extinguished. I can't even say it. Extinguished. If you want to text that in, you're gonna get into the drawing for the $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits. You get tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco, and you get into the drawing for the Man Cave upgrade. That's coming up next Friday. We'll have our finals next Friday. So you want to win today because it's coming down to the last few choices here. So 97936 is our text line. The word extinguished is what you're shooting over to us. There goes your Brady Report.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.